Yeah.
Are you ready? Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Are you okay, Miles?
Well, out of breath, man.
Are you really? What have you been doing?
Doing two shows in a row, man. Come on.
Oh, that's true. We are doing that. So, anything exciting been happening or no?
No, that's the show. Thanks. Good night.
Okay. Well.
No. What do you want to know?
I'm just trying to make small talk. I don't have much else to say. Oh, we're on the, I guess I should mention this. Let me look that up. Here, cover for me, Miles. I'm looking something up.
Well, okay. You can find Static Radio on Facebook now and stuff like that.
Okay, here's okay, I found it now.
Did I cover? Okay, good.
Yeah, you covered it. We were asked and are going to be on what's called WWPMmedia.net. Or, let me say this again. Are you ready?
Is this going to take a long time?
It may take a long time, yes. It may take a long time.
Eventually, I'm going to have to take a crap, so I mean.
WWPMmedianet.info. It is a online radio station that plays all kinds of different shows.
Right.
And now, evidently, ours included. We were approached by a nice guy named Jake, and he's doing this. And he said, I listened to you guys, and for some reason, he's going to put us on. We're going to be on there on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah, it could be Jake the Snake. I don't know.
Jake the Snake.
But they have all kinds of stuff. It's all, It's all kind of ornery.
Henri.
They got a punk show.
That's us.
No, there's another punk music show.
Oh, we're just punks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're just punks. Yeah. And all kinds of different stuff. I don't know everything that's on there yet, but we're going to be on at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, and it runs like kind of like a live, like a real radio station.
Right.
And we're filling that slot, so. Right. We're going to take a couple of our shows and put it up there. But go check it out if you want to look for other stuff to listen to. It's
it'll fill your slot.
WWPMmedianet.info. I'll put a link on the show notes.
Link us up
with Jake.
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 Jake the Snake.
So yeah.
Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken. That's right. Escape from New York.
Yeah, great movie.
So anywho.
Yeah.
So I was out. Had the fam out to eat
Uh-oh.
The other night.
I was hoping you were going to say jogging or something. Like,
we were all out jogging.
I don't believe this fucking story a minute.
We're all out exercising.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. That's bullshit.
We were all out to eat.
Now that I believe.
I'm trying to think of how this came up anyway. I'm trying to think of the backstory a little bit here.
Beth got up unzipped as the waitress got around her table. And
No, nothing like that.
Something kind of happened and...
So we went, we were at this the place where you're having the dinner, and we were with my mother-in-law, and actually what was going to happen was my son and I were going to go back home, and my daughter and wife and my mother-in-law were going to go shopping.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, always a good thing. So, I mean, us going home, that part. Right. The shopping part, that's neither here nor there. So we're all sitting there eating, we're at like a big, one of those big corner booths.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, my wife was talking about, you know, kind of like.
Early climax?
No. Like, kind of like people, like redneck people or something like that.
I hate redneck people.
No. She was just talking about something we had read about or something. And so anyway, then. For whatever reason, my son chimes up very loudly.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What are we going to do, Uncle Daddy? exactly.
Oh, awkward. Wow.
Yeah, more than a little awkward. He gets a little excited. Yeah. He always wants to know everything, you know.
Uncle Daddy.
And he blurts out because he had just heard her talking about, you know, people, you know, having relations or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Just your usual evening talk.
At the dinner table, yeah, your wife, yeah.
And he blurts out, "Oh, I'm out here. I'm getting some feedback here. On our way there, we drove separately. On our way there, my wife's car. I was in my car by myself. We drove past this person who was walking, right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out. I got the question asked to me when we got there and sat down and everything. Was that a man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a person wearing a sports bra that looked very manly.
Mommy, why did Daddy stop and pick that up?
No. You ever hear Eddie Murphy? So
Mommy, how come Daddy calls himself Eddie Murphy and he picks up weird trendy hookers? And
so anyway, so we were talking about that, you know, with being very delicate about it. And then my son was saying moobs.
Moves.
It was a guy with moobs, man boobs, right?
Oh, no.
And so we were trying to distance ourselves, so we were saying, oh, that he was our cousin. That's what they were saying. I was just sitting there for the whole interchange.
Yeah.
And he was our cousin, and then he pipes up with, what are we going to do, you know, what after dinner, Uncle Daddy? And everybody starts laughing because it's just so out of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me, there's no Uncle Daddiness going on there. So
yeah, no, oh no, apparently not. No, it wouldn't be. You and your wife look nothing alike.
The problem is my son and I look exactly alike. So
I have seen pictures of the lad. He does look like you. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing was that they broke out. My wife's been cleaning up, and she found an old yearbook from junior high.
Mm-hmm.
He looks exactly like I do.
Probably.
In junior high, yeah. So anyway. But anyway, the Uncle Daddy thing come blurting out. And everybody, you know, is in the restaurant. We're like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
We're laughing. He has no idea what Uncle Daddy, implies. So
Uncle Daddy.
I'm Uncle Daddy now. So then, to make matters worse, you know, my wife thinks this is hilarious. She's talking to me. I pick up the phone the other night. It's her dad. He goes, oh, hey, Uncle Daddy, how are you doing today?
Oh, no. No, he didn't.
He did. He did.
Oh.
My father-in-law's, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a little bit, you know, he can do some crazy things sometimes. So.
Grandpa cousin?
Grandpa cousin, yeah. Uncle Daddy, how's it going?
Grandpa cousin is on the phone, Uncle Daddy.
So for a while here, I'm going to be known as Uncle Daddy. So that's.
No, son, I said, who's your daddy? Not uncle.
Yeah, it's my new moniker.
Yeah.
Evidently. So now he keeps asking me, I'm trying to be delicate about telling him what Uncle Daddy insinuates there. And
You see, son.
You see?
I've made a flow chart, you see.
You see when Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You see. Aww.
So, yeah, Uncle Daddy is my.
Uncle Daddy, huh? That sounds like something will be yelled in your bedroom, maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, it's all good.
I'm sure you've heard that a time or two.
I've yelled weird shit too. You know, that's all right. You know, you get excited.
Oh my goodness, Uncle Daddy. So,
I wanted the waitress to call my friend Head Monster, and I accidentally told her to call him Head Giver, and she yelled it. I told you that story long.
Yeah, time. Yeah.
I always be like, yeah, that girl's a head monster. She's a head monster.
All right.
And so he was walking in. I go, hey, man, call him head monster.
Head giver.
Monster. I said head giver. I don't know why. And she's like, head giver?
You're gross.
Like, loud in front of everybody. I'm like, I didn't say that. I didn't. She made it up. I wouldn't say that to a young lady like this. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. Hell, you'd be rubbing your shit up against her.
Nah, she looked like fucking the girl from fucking Alice, the Vera. Like a young Vera, basically. I'm like, nah, that's all right.
Oh, Mal. Well, I can tell you in the future, I'll be dialing up 1-800-PET-MEDS just to get some sedatives, maybe.
Yeah.
No, 1-800-PET-MEDS is the number one source for online for your pet's medication, vitamins, supplements, pet supplies, you know, like your Frontline, your Advantage, your Heart Guard.
Right.
So anytime you need medication for your pet, you can go to 1-800-PET-MEDS and order up, right?
Right.
Hey, that's the way to go. You can go to PetMeds.com or 1-800-PetMeds.com. Now, when you do that, think of us maybe a little bit. Think of Uncle Daddy.
Yeah.
Or the head giver, Miles.
Head monster.
And use the promo code STATIC. Get 10% off plus free shipping orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
That's right.
Coupon code STATIC.
That's right.
The head giver, Miles.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm having to deal with issues of lineage and things like that. How about you?
I've just discovered that I'm no longer going to joke with people in public anymore, and that it's made a bad idea, and put an end to it.
Why? Why would you do that?
I ordered a meat galore last night in person.
In person?
I went to a certain...
What was that voice we used to do for the fat guy? No, remember that? For Rothman, we used to do it for the fat voice. I don't remember now.
I don't matter. No.
Anyway, go ahead. So you got the meat galore last night.
And,
So you're just hanging out in the store while they made it, or what?
No, I went home. It takes, you know, a half an hour to make it. So
that's got a lot of meat on it.
It does. And I was, you know, joking around with the young lady that works there. And we joke around a little bit.
At Casey's, you get a meat galore there. And it's got a lot of meat on it.
It does. And I said, you know, darling, set me up with your meat galore. And she goes, oh, we're supposed to start putting names down. And I need your last name. And I said, well, you know, it's title. Okay. I jokingly said, yeah, I was going to, you know, say Big Daddy as a joke.
Oh, we really had a daddy thing, too.
And she's laughing. She goes, you know what? I'm going to write that down anyway. And I'm like, oh, well, whatever. Turns your, you know, that's fine. You know?
Whatever you want to do, darling.
Whatever, you know. So I go home.
Hey, baby, you can put down Pusha Cat. That's what I
Pusha Galore. And
Plenty O'Toole, yes.
Plenty O'Toole, please. Plenty O'Toole. And so I go to pick it up. And like she yells for like the cook in the back to bring it out, right? And there's nothing wrong with this, but I believe this gentleman might live a alternative lifestyle. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. There's nothing.
Extra meat on this meat galore.
There's nothing wrong with it. Kind of like your buddy Jason from the library.
That's right.
And it comes sashaying out of the back room.
There. It's okay to be decay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, I have a pizza here for Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Oh my God! No, you don't.
You should have said.
No, you don't.
Right over here, darling.
I go, no, you don't. It's for Mr. Title, not Big Daddy. You don't.
Is that a meat galore? Is that what that is there?
Yeah. I don't remember getting this mayonnaise with the. Oh my God! not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying is.
I got some special dressing for you here on the side.
This was a joke just between, you know, two people. This didn't.
It was me and the lady over there that I'm interested in seeing here. Naked right there.
Yeah, this was an AB conversation. So I'll see you right out of it. I don't.
Oh my gosh! Did you eat that pizza?
I did. I enjoyed it. Yes, we did.
Anybody else think these peppers taste a little tangy?
This pizza does have some bite to it.
Yeah, really. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, you know, it's just the way he came out. You know,
all was he packing? Was he? Was he packing?
Hi. That's my big daddy.
What was it, like, gay Kermit?
Hey ho! Here's your pizza, extra frog legs. Mm.
It's gay Kermit delivering pizza.
Jim J. Bullock comes leaping out.
J. Mr. Rush.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Yeah, it's Paul Lynn.
I was going to bring it out, but I decided just to. Anyway.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Right. Big Daddy.
So you're the Big Daddy.
Need tighter pants so I can tell.
The breadsticks are on me. That's right. No, that's okay.
They're cream filled.
You like the dipping sauce? No, I don't want any.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a lot of homophobic tendencies. I just
there's a couple of freshly glazed donuts.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm suddenly not hungry. I've got stomach flu.
Oh, you chowed that thing down so quick.
I did eat two pieces.
You did. You probably inspected them.
I ate the pieces with the least meat on them. I was like,
oh, I don't want so much meat now.
Yeah, I'm like, next time I'm just getting cheese or something.
Oh, my goodness. Big Daddy. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't expecting him to jump in on the joke, you know.
You should have called her Hit Girl.
Hey, listen.
You never saw Kick-Ass, I guess, did you?
Yeah. Wait, did I see that?
Nicolas Cage as Big Daddy in that movie, you know?
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I don't really remember it.
Yeah, I was too busy surfing porn while the kids were watching.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I don't know. I saw it, but
I was too busy friending Lingerie Football League players.
I'm befriending some now, actually.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm befriending.
What's going on with that? What's up with that?
No, this one girl got all weird. She's all like,
hey, Big Daddy.
Like, hey, you can kiss it because I ain't calling you Big Daddy. It's bullshit. No, it's. No, it was like, you know, like, Roberta has now friended 200 people.
Yeah.
Or something, including you. I'm like, oh, I don't even remember trying to friend this person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be long time ago. And she's okay. Like, listen, I'm in a relationship. I'm engaged. So no one try to do anything weird and, you know, weird on any level. And don't try to, you know, do this.
And then you were out. That was your exit right there.
Like, don't whack it to my picture. And
yeah, that was the end of it for you.
It was too many restraints put on it. I said, you know what? No, unfriend. Thank you. Unfriend. Bing.
And then I'll whack it to you.
Yeah, I'll get you even with you. I'll whack it first, and then I will unfriend you after that. And then,
as long as the gay guy at Casey's doesn't call me Big Daddy, I'll be okay.
That was a little frightening. That was just a little bit frightening, I tell you. I
put my hands all in the dough.
It's hand-topped.
As well as other parts.
Yeah, I know.
They don't call me the human rolling pin for nothing.
There's a divot in this pizza. It looks like the outline of someone's junk and berries here. What the?
Sure you don't want a dessert with some special toppings?
Yeah, I was like, no, it's okay. I gotta go.
Later, Big Daddy.
I've got 5 wives at home, so I satisfy them all tonight. So.
All 5, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, my goodness. So, are you going to eat pizza again or what?
No, I am. I'm just a little uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I was just a little uncomfortable. You know, you have that comfort zone, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting out of that. I was getting, like, out of that comfort zone. I was like, okay.
Out of my dreams. Yeah. Into my car.
Get out of that kitchen.
Throw down that apron.
Of course, you would have loved it because I ended up getting like panhandled outside by someone. There you go.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Hey, you think you can buy me a piece of pizza?
No. Hey, go in there and talk to that dude. He'll give you one.
Yeah, I'm sure you and him can work out something. I'm sure you got something in that backpack that's worth money or something. You know?
Well, there you go.
All right, I'll go in there and give me I'll go pizza. Give me a
slice of pizza.
Well, I got
You didn't even give the homeless guy a slice.
My back. Well, not when I ordered it. I guess when I ordered it.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly I came out and he kind of was sitting right by my car. Like, hey, can I have a pizza?
Nice.
I'm like, well, no, but if you call Bob Lament at this time, I'll forward you money. And
yeah, nice.
And
no,
he was gone, but when I came back in half an hour, he was gone. But
he got his pizza.
You always get freaked out whenever you get, like, panhandled.
I don't like that. No, I don't like to get panhandled, no.
You know, I made some excuse, like, oh, they don't have any ready, I don't think. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
I cleaned them out already. I got it all in my belly.
Sure, look at me. Do you think there's any extra pizza in there? I mean, really?
If you want to wait a while, I'll squirt something on a tamale or a tortilla for you. And...
yeah.
Nice. Oh, Miles.
I should have went in there like, hey, could you teabag a piece of pizza for me? I'm going to have this old guy. Teabag
sure it. Thing, big boy. No problem.
Big daddy.
Big daddy.
Yeah,
sorry.
I wasn't big boy. Big... hell, I might get my next pizza free. Shit, I don't...
you might.
Not do the coupon next time. I don't know. I
might have made a... big daddy with his coupon.
I might have made a friend. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Breadsticks.
Yeah, you must have a thing for fat guys. I don't know.
Not me.
That would be the job to have if you were kind of like, you know, your proclivity was for fat guys having a job at Casey's Pizza. I'm I think he is.
I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
I bet that guy sounds like a playing card and bicycle spokes when he wears corduroys. That's what he was saying about you.
I don't know. I was just like, well, right, listen, just give me the goddamn pizza. Right? Get your fucking mitts off the pizza. Oh, God, it's that guy. Oh, my God, it's Casey's. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll let you go, man. I got to. Hold on, let me see.
All right. Oh.